Chapter 5 The Journey Back 13
5 minutes later, Tagalong and I reached the beach. Teddy was lying on her side.
Teddy! Teddy! Are you all right?
There was no answer. I knelt down beside Teddy.
Teddy?
Suddenly, there was a groan.
My right arm.
And my leg. I think I've broken them.
Can you move?
Yes.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe we should leave you and go and get help.
Just then, it started to rain. The sky was black and the wind was strong. I looked around at the beach. There was no shelter. Teddy needed help quickly. We had to take her back to Spicer's Cove at once.
Teddy, we must go back to the canoe.
But Teddy didn't say anything. She had fainted. Luckily, the canoe wasn't far. Tagalong and I were able to carry Teddy back to it. The rain was falling hard, though. Tagalong and I started to paddle back towards home. All around us, the waves were high. The wind was pushing us to the left, but Spicer's Cove was on the right. We weren't going home. We were moving far out into the ocean.